Once, after walking all day, Madhavendra Puri, the guru of Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, arrived at Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan. Almost mad with love for Krishna, he danced and chanted in ecstasy. He first circumambulated Govardhan and then bathed in Govinda Kund. Since he never asked anyone for food, Madhavendra Puri then sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Here is some milk for you. Please drink it.
Oh, where did you come from? Who are you?
Sir, I am a cowherd boy, and I live in this village. Why don't you beg some food to eat? Why are you fasting?
How did you know that I was fasting?
Oh, some women came to the nearby well to get water, and they saw you, and then they gave me this milk to give it to you.
Which women?
In my village, some people beg food from others and eat, and some people drink only milk, but no one fasts. If, however, someone does not ask anyone for food, I personally supply him with all he needs.
Hearing your sweet words, I have forgotten both hunger and thirst.
I must go to milk my cows, but I shall soon return to collect my milk pot from you.
I wonder when that beautiful boy will return. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, where is that beautiful boy? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He doesn't seem to be returning. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That night, Madhavendra Puri could not sleep, and he sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then, towards night's end, he dozed, and as his external activities stopped, he dreamed.
Madhavendra Puri, come. Come with me.
Oh, where are you taking me?
Look, here in this bush.
Here?
Yes. This is where I live. And because I live here, I suffer from severe cold, rain, wind, and scorching heat.
Oh.
Please gather people from the village and carry me out of this bush. Then bring me to the top of Govardhan Hill.
All right.
Construct a temple on top of the hill and install me in it. Then cleanse me with great amounts of cool water.
I shall do it.
For many days I have been watching you and wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come to serve me?
Who are you, oh beautiful boy?
My name is Gopal, and I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Varja, the grandson of Lord Krishna. Here in Vrindavan, I am the authority.
How did you get in this bush?
Once when Mohammedans attacked, the priest who served me hid me here, and fearing for his own safety, he fled.
Oh.
Since then, I have stayed here. Now please, remove me with great care.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. I had the most wonderful dream of Krishna. It was Krishna who had brought me that milk before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In my dream, Krishna gave me some instructions. I must carefully consider how to carry them out. First I'll bathe, then I'll get help to recover Gopal. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Everyone, please listen. The owner of this village, Gopal, who is the lifter of Govardhan Hill, is buried nearby. We'll need shovels and machetes to clear the way through the dense jungle. Shri Gopal is very uncomfortable now, so let's go quickly and rescue him.
I'm ready to go immediately.
Oh, wait till I get my shovel.
Let's all go.
This way. Follow me. Over here. Look, here is Gopal.
He's wonderful.
Amazing.
What beauty.
Let's uncover Gopal.
But how can we move him? He's huge.
I'll get more help.
No, you're strong. Just help lift.
Gopal to the top of Govardhan Hill. And then we'll hold a big festival to install him.
After installing Gopal upon a throne on Govardhan Hill, the villagers bathed him and smeared his body with fragrant oils. They gorgeously dressed Gopal and offered him incense, lamps, flowers, and food. Soon, news of Gopal's appearance spread and people came from miles away to see his wonderful beauty. Eventually, two Brahmins in the renounced order arrived from Bengal and Madhavendra Puri first initiated them and then entrusted them with the daily worship of the Lord. Thus, the deity worship was opulently performed for 2 years and Madhavendra Puri was pleased. Then, one day,
Madhavendra Puri, please listen. When you installed me, hundreds of pots of water were offered, but because I had been buried for so many years, I still feel hot. My bodily temperature has not yet gone down. Gather sandalwood from Malaya, and then to cool me, smear the pulp upon my body. Yes, quickly, go to Jagannath Puri and bring me sandalwood.
Gopal has requested sandalwood. I'll arrange that the deity worship will continue, and then I'll take up Gopal's order at once.
Madhavendra Puri began his long journey by first traveling east. He walked and walked towards Bengal, and after passing through Santipur, he headed south. As he neared Jagannath Puri, he stopped in the town of Ramuna and visited the temple of Gopinath. Upon seeing the beauty of the deity, Madhavendra Puri was overwhelmed.
Hare Krishna, beautiful. Oh, Brahmin, your standard of worship is superb.
Simply the mercy of Gopinath.
The prasadam you offer looks sumptuous. What recipes do you use? I would like to cook similar offerings for Gopal.
We only offer Gopinath the finest foods, and the best of all is his evening offering of special sweet rice served in 12 earthen pots. Because the sweet rice tastes like nectar, we call it Amrita Keli. Nothing like it is offered anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm. That sweet rice should also be offered to Gopal.
Please wait a moment. It's time for me to offer that sweet rice now.
If this pujari would only give a little sweet rice to me, I would know how to prepare it for Lord Gopal. Oh, what have I done? I've desired to eat food meant for Gopinath's pleasure. This is certainly an offense. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Gopinath ki jai! Gopinath ki jai! Where has that sadhu gone? I've no time to look for him now. I must take the offering away, clean up, and put Gopinath to rest. Gopinath, Gopinath.
Finishing his daily duties, the priest went to sleep. While resting, the deity Gopinath came to him in a dream.
Please get up and open the deity room curtain. I have hidden a pot of sweet rice for the sannyasi who was here before. The pot is just behind my cloth. You could not see it because of my tricks. The sannyasi's name is Madhavendra Puri, and he is sitting in the vacant marketplace. Take the pot of sweet rice and deliver it to him. I think it wise to bathe and look inside the deity room. Yes, it's here. A pot of sweet rice. Gopinath has stolen it. I must immediately find Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri! Madhavendra Puri! Please come and take the sweet rice that Lord Gopinath has stolen! Will the sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri come and take the sweet rice? You are the most fortunate person within the three worlds! Madhavendra Puri! Madhavendra Puri!
You have been calling me? Here, take this.
Gopinath stole this for you. After the arti had finished and you left, I removed the offering and put Gopinath to rest, and then I went to sleep. As I slept, Gopinath came to me and admitted hiding a pot of sweet rice behind the cloth in the deity room. He said, look for Madhavendra Puri in the marketplace and deliver this sweet rice to him. Please take this prasadam from Lord Gopinath.
Oh, Gopinath, who can understand your kindness? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'll break this pot into pieces and eat one piece each day and thus remember Gopinath. The Lord has stolen sweet rice for me. And tomorrow, when people hear of this, they'll begin offering me respect. I'd better leave for Jagannath Puri immediately.
After reaching Jagannath Puri and telling the devotees of Gopal's appearance and his pastime of wanting sandalwood, the devotees gathered it with great pleasure. They not only supplied sandalwood, but also camphor, servants, traveling expenses, and government release papers. After gathering the supplies for Madhavendra Puri, they readied him for his trip back to Vrindavan. After several days, Madhavendra Puri reached the village of Ramuna and again stopped at Gopinath's temple. When the pujari saw Madhavendra Puri, he ecstatically served the saint Gopinath Mahaprasad and then had him take rest in a quiet place.
O Madhavendra Puri, I, Gopal, have already accepted all the sandalwood you have collected for me. Now just grind it together with the camphor and smear the pulp upon the body of Gopinath. Since Gopinath's body and mine are the same, smearing sandalwood pulp on Gopinath's body will reduce the temperature of my body. Do not hesitate to act according to these instructions.
Madhavendra Puri hired servants and organized that the sandalwood pulp mixed with camphor would be smeared upon Gopinath's body each day, and it was done until the entire stock was finished. Thus, both Gopinath and his Brahmin servant were pleased, and the heat disturbing Gopal was removed. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Krishna.